Thanks for tuning into Mailbox. Today we bring you an interview with a very special guest who came into Radio Prague. But before that, let's quote from a couple of our listeners' emails. Christine Takaguchi Coates from Japan responds to last week's Mailbox, in which we spoke about Czech records in the javelin throw.
On the subject of Czech javelin throwers, I think we could also mention Roman Šebrle, Olympic champion and decathlon world record holder, whose career best throw over 71 meters clinched the world title for him in Osaka last month. Šebrle is an athlete whom I have long admired, and I was so happy that at last he claimed the one title that had eluded him for many years. Congratulations, Roman.
And staying with the subject of sport, Narayanan Kalyanam from India, who listens to Radio Prague on the World Space Satellite Radio Network on AsiaStar, has this query.
I cannot find information about the tennis superstar Ivan Lendl. Could you give me some info about him? What is Ivan Lendl's website?
This right-handed tennis legend, a native of the northeastern city of Ostrava, was born in 1960 and became an American citizen in 1992, after having lived in the country since 1981. He was ranked number one in the world for 270 weeks. Ivan Lendl is the holder of 94 career singles titles. He currently resides in Connecticut and devotes much of his time to the development of his daughter's golfing abilities. Four of his five daughters play golf at a highly competitive junior level. To my knowledge, Ivan Lendl has no official website of his own. As I mentioned earlier, we had a very special guest here at Radio Prague last week. It's been a while since we last had a listener call on us here at Český rozhlas. Last week we had a guest from the Mediterranean island of Cyprus.
I'm Kostas Konstantinidis. I'm from Limassol, Cyprus, but I'm originally from Johannesburg, South Africa.
And how long have you been listening to Radio Prague?
I've been a listener to Radio Prague since 1972.
And where, in Cyprus or in South Africa as well?
Yes, I've been DXing in both countries, Cyprus and South Africa, and also a little while in Greece.
And what is reception like in your area now?
Presently, the reception of Radio Prague into Cyprus is very good. Yeah, I'm listening in the early hours of the morning, but it's coming through very well.
Is there anything that you particularly like about our programs, or do you just listen in general?
I just listen in general because I'm working in many hours in the evening shift, and I have this only one day off a week to DX, so I just listen to whenever I can.
And how about QSL cards? Do you collect our QSL cards?
Yes, you know, your Radio Prague QSL cards are very good. I really now don't really collect all of them, but I have very good collection from way back in 1972, and now I'm very happy to meet the people at the studios and show them my QSL collections. It's a very good hobby, this shortwave listening.
Is this your first time in the Czech Republic?
It's my first time in the Czech Republic. It's a wonderful country, wonderful people, and I suggest each DXer to come and visit this great land, Czech Republic.
And you also told me a short while ago about Czechs in Cyprus or Cypriots that studied in the Czech Republic and are still get there in Cyprus.
Yeah, so once a year they get together. I work in a particular hotel and they have a Czech get together once a year.
Is it very different, the tone of the programs now and back during the Cold War years?
Yeah, it's very cool now compared to the old days. But I think the old days were also nice to listen to the programs because people were very disciplined compared to what they are today. And walking the streets of Prague, you can see how well-behaved the people are. And it's a good indication on the culture of the people.
And you also mentioned earlier that you had some problems with the authorities because of your contacts with former communist countries, your DXing hobby.
Yes, once I wrote a report to a country in Eastern Europe and I was visited by the Security Service of South Africa. But of course today the world is free. You can listen to whatever you like. It's a wonderful hobby. I suggest you tune in to shortwave radio. It's a great hobby.
And that was Kostas Konstantinidis from Limassol, Cyprus, who came into the Radio Prague studios last week. Now we only have time to repeat once again our listeners' competition question. The September Mystery Czech was a child actor who was awarded an Academy Juvenile Award in 1948. Who was he? Please tell us the name of this mystery person and a few facts about him, if you like, at the usual address, english@radio.cz or Radio Prague, 12099 Prague. The deadline is September the 30th. Until next week, thanks for listening.